Hi, this is Larry London. We welcome you to Border Crossings. If country music is your thing, today we have a great guest who's got a breakthrough CD out that just came out. It's his debut EP, and the EP is called Dillashaw. We're going to find out what Dillashaw is all about. We're going to find out what makes this artist tick. We welcome Johnny Daly to Border Crossings. Johnny, it's great to have you here with us.
Thanks for having me, Larry. I'm glad to be here.
And you have been doing country music, I guess, ever since you were a little kid. Something about being in your uncle's truck told you country music and music was where your passion was.
Yeah, that's it. I was in my cousin's truck, actually, and he always had a visor full of CDs from George Strait to Alan Jackson to Kenny Chesney, and we spent a lot of time in his truck listening to songs and learned to play the guitar when I was about 10 years old, and just took it from there. Never thought songwriting was a career, you know, until late in high school, early college, and made my way to Charleston and then to Nashville. So it's been a crazy journey here, but yeah, country music is something I've always loved. So
what is it about country music that drew you in to the whole world of country music? Was it the artists like George Strait? I want to be like him. Did you grow up idolizing those artists?
I love those artists that, you know, I definitely respect them and look up to them for sure. I think more so it just connected with the way of life I was already living in Alabama and the lyrics. And I think the storytelling was the main thing, you know, something about it just captured me. And once I learned to play guitar and figured out I could sing a little bit, I was like, hey, maybe I could, you know, tell my own stories, you know.
And you write, all the music yourself. All your music is you write.
Yeah, I do. There's two songs on Dillashaw that I did not write that are outside songs that I heard and I just had to record them. So, but yeah, most of the songs I put out, I write for sure.
Mm-hmm. And so we're talking with Johnny Daly, whose new album is Dillashaw and already has attracted a couple million streams and heading towards a billion. I mean, that's the track that everybody wants to be on, yeah. And you're headed in that direction for sure. So what does Dillashaw mean? What am I missing? Is that a place I need to visit, or what's Dillashaw?
It is a place you need to visit for sure. It's not a city or anything. It's actually a creek that runs back behind the house I grew up in and had a lot of memories and times out there and in that field and on that creek. So, you know, it just seemed like the right place to start off my, you know, introducing myself to people through my music. And so, yeah, it's just a little creek down in Alabama.
So. And you got some inspiration from that creek for the songs on this new album, or did you just say, this is a great landmark from my past, and that's why I want to call it that?
Yeah, so the creek actually runs through about a 100-acre field back behind the house I grew up in, and pretty much every song on the EP, you know, was written about experience out there. So, you know, it's just kind of a starting point for my music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And these are true stories that are coming from your past, your life. Yeah, it's not like you observed other people. This is something you live. This is your experience.
Yeah, this is my experience. So, I think other people for sure are out there living it too. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. When an artist shares a piece of themselves like that, that's I always find that awesome and amazing. What is your favorite part of the business? The songwriting or the performing live, or what do you like most? If you had to give up one or the other, which would it be?
That's a tough one. I don't know if I could. I mean, I think they balance each other out for me. You know, I think songwriting is what got me into this. So that probably takes the cake for me. But it's hard. I love them both. You know, I love connecting with fans and seeing people react to the music. But, you know, nothing like getting in a room and crafting a story. You know, it's just it's hard to replace that feeling.
We've got country music singer songwriter Johnny Daly with us here on Border Crossings. We're going to ask if you do a song for us right now, since you got the guitar and you're all ready to go. What are you going to do?
I'll do. Heck, I'll just do the one I just released, Beers In It. I'll play that one first, if that's cool with y'all.
Yes, it is. And so tell me what this song's about. What's it inspired by?
This song is just inspired by, you know, summertime. I lived in Charleston for a little bit, and that's where we shot the music video. So it's just kind of about kicking back, have a good time, and enjoying whatever brings you, you know, that feeling of being able to kind of get away from the world and drink a couple beers. So,
all right, Border Crossings fans, here's Johnny Daly.
Here you go. Just a boat with an Evinrude motor, keeping you flow white fishing till you put a few beers on. Yeti's just a Yeti sliding around in the back of your Chevy till you're rolling it down on a mission till you put a few beers on. It's just a Friday night till you ice it on down with some cold can tipping. Long week and no sleep till you fill it on up with what's been missing. Running out of dollar, blue kind of life you're living till you put a few beers in it. Bar's just a room with dust on the floor. Couple old boys throwing darts at a poor playing cricket.
Sounded great. I know that that song got a lot of attention, and the Taste of Country gave you all kinds of accolades. A lot of people paying attention to that song. That's been pretty big for you so far. Billboard magazine called you one of the artists to watch in 2022. We've got Johnny Daly with us, and I got to find out behind you. You've got some artwork on the wall. Usually, people hang artwork, it has some kind of meaning in their lives. Were they just pictures you picked up, or are you into pottery or whatever's going on behind you?
Yeah, well, I'm actually at my publisher's office. I was writing a song this morning, so we got some of the greats back here, Christofferson, and then Willie Nelson over here. So just I'm in good company for sure.
Right. Well, you do have like a surfing as one of your hobbies.
Yeah. Whenever I can, I try to get back to Carolina anytime I can. And, it's awesome. I love the coast. So,
and making furniture, I guess, is another thing you do.
Yeah, I do. It saves me some money now that I'm married and have to fill up the house, you know, instead of going to Pottery Barn. Try to talk my wife into letting me make the furniture instead. But yeah, I grew up in a family full of craftsmen and woodworkers and metal workers. So it's definitely something that's in my blood and, you know, something I like to do. So
now you mentioned you got married. You have a baby, I think.
I do. I got two and one on the way. So we got a four.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so you're going to encourage them to get into music? You got your threesome behind you, your trio, making a quartet, yeah, you and the kids?
Yeah, I think so. My youngest was actually playing his guitar last night, and he was like, you know, writing a song, and he's like, I need you to leave the room while I write a song. I was like, okay, well, so
do you have any songs? Do you have any songs that you wrote when you were 10 that you go back and look at?
I do not. The first song I wrote, I was 17. I was a senior in high school. And, you know, I can't even remember what it was called. It was probably horrible, but you know, it was a start. It started this journey of wanting to come to Nashville. So that was good.
Do you remember where you were the first time you heard your music played on the radio?
Oh, me. Probably up here in Nashville, you know. I mean, I released one song prior to moving to Nashville, and that was it. And, you know, I was kind of in the background before I moved here, just trying to figure out a way to get up here and chase this dream. So mm-hmm. I was in town here in Nashville. So. Mm.
And you had mentioned that really country music as a career wasn't on your radar initially. What were you thinking of doing? If it wasn't country music, what would, you know, Johnny Bailey do?
So I always thought I was going to go into construction. You know, my dad had a company and I worked for him, and I actually moved to Charleston, South Carolina to go to a furniture building school there. Cause I thought that I was going to do that, come back home, work for him. And, you know, when I was in Charleston, I started playing the bars, doing some cover gigs, and really started honing in on my songwriting craft, and had other people there outside of my family say, "Hey, you're pretty good at this. This might be something you should think about doing." So, you know, hearing that outside of my hometown is kind of what pushed me over the edge to say, "Hey, maybe I want to go to Nashville and try to make a career out of this." So, if I wasn't doing music, I would have been in a 100-degree metal shop in Alabama building stuff. So
building stuff. You like to build stuff.
Yeah. Building stuff.
Yep. Whether it's furniture or something else, you like to build stuff.
Songs. I'm building songs now, I guess you could say.
That's it. You're still a builder.
There you go. Yeah.
Johnny Daly is with us. And you ever make a reservation for dinner and say, "This is John Daly"? And when you get there, I thought you were a golfer. I thought you'd.
Yeah, I actually get that all the time. Yeah. They're the ones that say it to me. They're like, are you related to the golfer? I'm like, no. I wish I was. He has a better time than I do. I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah. He's been in a lot of trouble over the years. Yeah, that's for sure. No doubt. Dillashaw is the name of the new EP. Are you doing a tour for the album now that we got COVID kind of in our rearview mirror and people are actually getting back on with their careers? What are you planning?
Yeah, we got some shows this coming up this fall and some this summer. So we're just slowly getting back into the swing of things. And top priority for sure, getting out and playing shows.
Mm-hmm. And I know you were on stage recently with Old Dominion, but tell me, you know, do you have an act or artist that you would like to collaborate with, that you'd like to be on tour with? A wish list?
Yeah, I always say, you know, my top is Kenny Chesney. For some reason, I always connected with him growing up, and he was one of my favorites. You know, he was in my cousin's truck. My cousin was a big fan of his, and you know, I love his coastal side and also the country side. So he would be a dream collaboration for sure. So
all right, well, we hope to make that happen. Have you done much touring out of the U.S.?
Zero. I've had some people mention it, but you know, I'm still waiting. So,
all right. Well, maybe this will bring an invitation. We're on in 100 countries around the world. So,
come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring Johnny's ready to go. He's got a bag packed.
Fly me over. I'm ready to go.
That's it. Johnny Daly is our guest. Would you do another song for us?
Yeah. I'll do one that's going to be released here in another month or so. Mm-hmm. And I actually wrote it about getting married and having a kid, and this is my story. I always say it's the most real song I've ever written. You know, it's just it's my story to a T. So it's called "Got Married."
Got Married, Johnny Daly.
It was like this. Said I walk before I crawl. Never bothered with an underhand toss. Just picked up and threw that baseball. Started county road driving before I got my license. So I guess it wasn't no big surprise when I got just a little bit ahead of myself. And met a girl, made a baby, fell in love, got married. Bought an acre on the edge of town where we watched the sunset down on the prairie. Sipping on sweet tea. When I'm sitting here holding her hand, yeah, it sure feels like God's plan. I think I ever thought that I messed up. Met a girl, made a baby, fell in love, got married. Most folks around town look down their nose. Sometimes I swear the stairs we got are January cold. Daddy said, son, hold your head up high. Had a shotgun wedding in late July. And she looks so beautiful and white. Met a girl, made a baby, fell in love, got married. Bought an acre on the edge of town where we watched the sunset down on the prairie. Sipping on sweet tea. When I'm sitting here holding her hand, yeah, it sure feels like God's plan. To think I ever thought that I messed up. Met a girl, made a baby, fell in love, got married. First comes love, second comes marriage, then comes baby in a baby carriage. Don't always work out that way, don't mean it don't work out great. Met a girl, made a baby, fell in love, got married. Bought an acre on the edge of town where we watched the sunset down on the prairie. Sipping on sweet tea. When I'm sitting here holding her hand, yeah, it sure feels like God's plan. I think I ever thought that I messed up. Met a girl, made a baby, fell in love, got married. Yeah, we got married.
Wow, there it is, Johnny Daly. Felicia said sounds like a Lifetime movie right there, that song.
Maybe he turned into one. I don't know.
You never know. What did Michelle say when you played that for her for the first time?
I wrote the song about 3 years ago, and you know, she loved it. I think. Yeah. I think she loved it. I don't think we really knew what we had on our hands, you know, when I wrote that song, and it took everybody a little while to warm up to it, you know, and then I started playing it out and people really, it was the one song that people would come up to me after and be like, man, that song was incredible, you know? So yeah, you know, sometimes life throws you curveballs and you just got to run with it, you know?
That's right. That's right. And you've got Cooper and Macy, I guess, the two children, and you got a baby on the way.
Yeah. Cooper, Massey, and people always say Macy, which is totally fine too. But, we have a little girl on the way, so that'll be exciting.
Do you have a name?
Mary Jo, I think, is what we're going for.
Johnny Daly, and the new EP is Dillashaw. How about a full studio album? Is that in the plan?
Yeah, we're working on that now. Just writing every day, and working on the songs and making sure they're right. I'm excited. That's the next thing happening, hopefully. So.
How do songs come to you? I mean, is it all of a sudden you get an idea and you capitalize it, or are you in a certain place, the setting, and you see something that inspires a song? Or you typically, I ask an artist, where's the most unusual place you ever got a song idea?
Yeah.
I like to ask that question.
Yeah. The most unusual place. Mine would be probably working on a tractor, putting on a tractor tire with my cousin. Back in Alabama.
A song came from a tractor tire replacement.
Yeah, we actually wrote the song. It's not out yet, but it's out there. I wrote it with Casey Bethard, and so it's a good one. But you know, all my inspiration comes from, and really just the town I grew up in. It's crazy. You know, I always seem to, you know, put myself in that setting when I'm writing a song. So, or something I've experienced, you know, it's got to be something that I have experienced for me to be able to write about it. It's hard for me to just make stuff up.
You have a song in your repertoire that's hard for you to sing, that's hard for you to get through, that's too personal, too emotional?
Yeah, I've got one. It's called Hard Things that we actually just went in the studio and cut, but it's kind of comes from inspiration came from my dad passing away. And so that one will be released next year, I think. But that one's, you know, when I really sit there and listen to it. So it's
right. Sorry for your loss. I know, you know, having lost my parents, I can certainly feel. Yep. We wouldn't be here without them, you know, so.
No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't. No.
And you know, when you're on stage and you're doing your shows, there's something about a relationship with a country music audience. It's different in that genre of music. There's so much, you know, those people by name. They know a lot about you. They know your lyrics. They know your story. Whereas you go to a pop concert and there's that, it's disconnected. So, I mean, I really love the genre of country music, and it's a special genre. You guys have a special relationship with the troops too, and they're tuned in to the Voice of America around the world. So, you know, well, I don't know if there's something you want to say to them, a message you want to send out.
Heck yeah. No, whoever's watching, thank you for your service, and thanks for letting us be able to do what we do. I mean, we couldn't do this without living in this great country and having people fighting for our freedom. So,
we're very lucky to have Johnny Daly on our show. Dillashaw's the new EP. And we got time for one more song, if you do one more for us.
Cool. I'll do Trouble off. It's one off the EP. And this was released before Beer's in It. And takes me back to nights growing up on Dillashaw. So it's called Trouble. Goes like this. Trouble is breaking a curfew on a Birmingham night. Whoever said nothing? Nothing good happens after midnight. It's never been too.
Told you way back when you were the queen.
Come on. There he is, Johnny Daly. Stay out of trouble, will you? Don't get yourself into trouble.
You know what? I'm doing my best.
The album is called Dillashaw. It's now available on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere you can get an album these days. Where can people find you on social media if they want to touch base with Johnny Daly?
Yep, just Johnny Daly on Instagram, same with TikTok, Twitter. Yeah, just type in Johnny Daly and it should be the first one that comes up. So, yeah, y'all go give me a follow, connect with me. Larry, thank you for having me.
No, it's been a pleasure. You got a name in mind for the album since you're working on it? Have you thought of a name yet, or are you going to wait till it's done?
I have not. You know, I think it'll be geared kind of in the same vein as Dillashaw. So, I'll have to go back and find another landmark, you know.
Find another stream.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Johnny Daly, so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much, Larry. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Johnny Daly's our guest. Dillashaw is the name of the new EP. Thank you so much for tuning in to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London, and you are watching VOA TV.